couldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
In compliance with recent government mandates, this program is hosted by essential personnel. You're listening to the Health and Wealth Radio Network. Time for the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives before implementation. So there.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
We're mass communicating.
Operator, but could you help me place this call?
Call me any time.
And
you told me what my number was. I got a
ding-a-ling. Sarah? Get me the Bluebird Diner.
Then I have reached the party to whom I am speaking.
Go tell that Rudy. Go tell that Rudy.
Go tell your punk about this.
You can run and tell that, homeboy.
I just got
super secret studio. It's kind of empty right now. Everybody left town. But wait, there's a voice in the wilderness. Where is he?
Man, there he is. I am.
Oh man, glad to see you, man.
Good to see you, man. Yeah. From the Partridge family to the Broken family. No, I don't know.
To Abbott and Costello. We've got David out there somewhere. We're working on this Zoom thing here, and I'm sure we'll be talking to him shortly. But while I'm finishing my butt punching over here, you just kind of mentioned some things. And,
yeah, man.
Because, you know, don't fret. We're getting there.
Well, you know, we've been really busy at Earnest Financial. It's just been incredible. This year has been really good so far. And we, you know, hope that everybody that has done business with us is really happy because we sure are happy, especially to have the new clients. And, you know, I was thinking about the car show. You went to that car show.
I was
that
there.
We had. Yeah.
It was huge.
It was good. It was a better turnout than I had kind of expected. I was hoping to have our own truck in the show. I've actually been working on that. I was working on that last weekend. It's a 1966 Chevy C10, but it's a work in progress. It's set too long. And, fuel tank totally rusted out.
I was
going to
say,
your
rubber was probably gone, too.
All the rubber was gone. That ethanol just tears it up, I know. But, yeah, it's funny. I think David's going to be calling in or possibly coming in on the Zoom.
We're working on it.
Working on it here in a minute.
We're working on it because I signed up for a thing, and now my password doesn't work.
It's so funny, the things you have to go through to get And, to prove you're not a robot.
In a minute, I'll be jumping through some hoops. They do make you jump through some hoops.
I would pay good money to see it.
I tell you what, a flaming hoop.
A flaming hoop.
Uh-huh.
I would pay really good money to see that.
I'm trying to spell my name. And I can't do it. There we go. Hey, there it is. It threw it up there. And now I got to come up with a password. Okay, it sent me an email.
Well, there you go, folks. The circle of life is complete.
This is radio hell right here. This is what this is. Hang on a second. I gotta do that, too. Ernest Financial.
Ernest Financial.
Over there, old David Ernest, he's on vacation. So is he down at the beach?
He was on his way down to the beach. You know, if you ever want to get him, get us, get Leah, me, or him, 279-7431.
Mm-hmm.
That's the number to call. You can go to retirewithernest.com. You can visit us on Facebook.
Yes, you
can. Instagram.
Okay.
All that good stuff.
It is not, it's not helping with me right now. Plus, everything is just, we're trying to do everything at once. So we'll work on it and hopefully get it to where it was so that it will work. But David, if he can just give us a call. Because this is crazy. It's nutty. It's wacky.
It's wacky.
It's zany. So that's what we're doing is trying to. Because I fixed all this up yesterday. I got my account and everything. But it sends stuff to your account, and you have to get out of it to get back into it to get it, and then it's crazy.
I don't really know that much about it. We had to do it with my son. You know, when school got.
Yeah.
Canceled basically, or
so he's,
because of the pandemic, you can't go back.
He's a baby zoomer.
A baby zoomer.
So, did you send him a message to give us a call?
I did.
And at some point, while he's chatting with you, I could try to get this thing to work.
I was thinking of all the good skits that we used to have. You should pull one up and play.
That's a good idea.
Because those are worth good laughs.
Okay, just me and you sitting here like we're crazy is just nuts.
Isn't that funny?
Let's see. I'm sure we got something here. Here we go.
Oh,
Here's one.
I remember this one.
A newer Money Man.
Money Man.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Faster than an over-the-counter laxative. More powerful than a hamster on steroids. Able to leap an ATM with a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. Hey, hey, it's the monkeys. No, it's
Money Man.
As we open, the scene is the cash cave. And Money Man is having a very serious telephone conversation with his longtime girlfriend, Daisy Dollar. Let's join that phone call already in progress.
Now, Daisy, you seem very upset.
I'm so mad.
Well, what are you talking about?
Well, I've had it with Money Man.
I'm still not getting the picture, dear.
I don't know why, but you've been giving me bad advice.
Bad advice about money? But...
Don't you but me in that tone of voice?
Well, I'm sure there's been some mistake.
I don't know why I ever listened to you. My new financial guy, David Ernest, is giving me great advice.
Honey, if we could just sit down face to face, I'm sure we could work this out.
Goodbye, you incompetent, no good, two-time and D-list superhero.
That's odd. I never give bad money advice. Loose change.
Yeah, Money Man.
You got a minute? Come here.
Sure thing, Money Man. What's the problem?
Have you been talking with my longtime girlfriend, Daisy Dollar?
We kind of spoke on the phone yesterday. Yeah. I talked to her yesterday.
Did you forward her the money advice that I gave you to give to her?
Yes.
What do you mean, yes?
I mean, maybe I got it mixed up a little.
Oh, I see. Then this could be an honest mistake. Wait a minute. What did she call me? An incompetent, no-good, D-list superhero.
Wow, that's harsh.
And she said something else, too. Two-timing. What else did you say to her?
Well, you know that part about your old girlfriend, Nancy Nichols, coming by?
Yes.
And you said I shouldn't mention it?
Uh-huh.
I might have mentioned it.
Come a little closer, loose change.
What for?
So I can kill you without getting out of this chair.
Oh, feet don't fail me now.
money man catch the fleet of foot loose change? Will loose change pick a better place to hide than the hall closet? And like Barney and Thelma Lou, are money man and Daisy Dollar... Tune in next time when we hear Money Man say...
I wonder where he's hiding.
I'm not in the hall closet.
On the next hair-raising episode of...
Money Man!
Sounded like he might have been wearing a mask.
Man.
You know, like he was... yeah, that's messing me up. Hey, we've got a phone call here.
Who could it be?
I bet I know who it is.
I bet I know who it is, too.
Health and Wealth Show. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
I'm not going to cuss.
There he
is. I'm hearing him. This is beautiful weather down here, guys. Really, 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 really nice. Yes. And I'm trying to communicate with you guys. Are you communicating with me?
We are now.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yes, we can.
No.
Now, I'm working on the Zoom thing. Now, you know, I might have been going about it wrong here because they have it on the computer, and perhaps I should have gone in there. So
you're witnessing it.
Maybe someone could tell you later on, and we could try again tomorrow.
Okay.
With the Zoom, but today we could just do the old-fashioned way, and that is telephone. And then I could turn it back loose to you guys again. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Sound great,
you are,
man.
Live. Yeah, you sound pretty good.
Sound like you're having a good.
Well,
time.
You know. Yep. Tonight's show was going to be about communication, and this is pretty good. We're doing a half job of communicating with our technology, but the thing is, we're trying to get the point across here. Communication is everything. When you have a communication breakdown, you have chaos, you know, and I think there was a song or two you had. Did you get those songs ready, or are they something we could play?
Well, we played it at the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
I missed that part.
Where were you?
I don't know. I guess I wasn't communicating with you. I was trying to do the Zoom thing. So which song was it?
It was a montage. It had a bunch of them.
Well, we had Operator by Jim Croce. We had...
Operator, yes.
8675309. Call Me by Blondie.
I've been trying to call you.
we found that out. Yeah.
I've been trying to zoom in on you. You know, when you're trying to zoom in on things, sometimes if you don't hit the right buttons or if you don't have the right technology going... You know, it kind of can get things all messed up. And thank goodness at Ernest Financial, we do know what we're doing when it comes to investing money in a safe mode, asset preservationist way. That's what we do.
That's right.
And communication breakdown is a problem. I mean, we're going to work on this communication. We're going to get this thing right. That's what we do at Ernest Financial. We try to get things right so that whenever, you know, something's going wrong in the market or something's going down or there's some kind of opportunity we could jump on with you guys at benefit, we go in that direction. But right now, there's so much uncertainty and so much miscommunication. Look at what's going on out there. People are not communicating very well. You know, we have two parties, and they seem to have a big miscommunication or misunderstanding, and they parted ways, so to speak. We did talk about the Blue Dog shifting left. That's really a problem. You know, I mean... I think that the Blue Dog Democrats are going to be really, really, really upset with the left lean, and the left leaning is going to cause a backlash in this country, you know? But anyway, that's a major miscommunicating, you know?
Yeah.
So what did you guys do today?
Just the everyday.
I spent several hours trying to figure out this Skype thing.
That's right. Yeah. The majority of the day.
Actually, I think I got out early and did some stuff. I had had my computer worked on yesterday, so I was having finishing up with that, and I'm still getting things together with that. So, you know, because I need it, to communicate.
That's right.
Because a lot of the stuff we do, most everything that we have, we do with computers. And,
everything.
And, you know, it's so hard to, it's like I got a package in the mail. And they give you a 800 number to call because they couldn't deliver it. So I called, and it was, push this, press that, please wait, da-da, your wait time is 9 minutes, da-da-da-da-da-da. And then you push zero, and it says, you could just come to the post office. So I had to go to the post office, you know. So that was the thing, you know, if they had told me that to start with, that's what I would have done.
Well, that's the
world. It seems to be a lot of, you know, too much... You know, taking you around the world before you get to the right place, you know. That's seems to be the problem in this world, is that we have to go too far to get something done when we could have just walked across the street and there it was, you know. Sometimes things are made harder than they need to be.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, when it comes to investing money, it don't need to be hard. You know, you don't need to beat yourself up. Worry yourself sick at night when you've got a 401k that could go away. You know, all you got to do when you get a little older and closer to retirement is roll it over. You know, like the Beethoven song, roll over Beethoven. I mean, roll over to Ernest Financial, you know, roll over, get out of the danger zone. You know, that was a cute movie, Beethoven the dog. You remember Beethoven?
Yeah. Tom Hanks.
St. Bernard.
Tom Hanks.
No, that's Turner and Hooch.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
But same thing. Big dog.
Yeah, it was a big dog.
Big dog.
And then they had two because he met another St. Bernard, and they had little St. Bernards.
That was it.
And the band that played Roll Over Beethoven was what band?
Lots of bands played that.
Bachum Turner Overdrive, is that correct?
I'm really good on
I think Chuck.
I want to say
Chuck Berry did that.
The original.
Well, that was the original one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
but I think Turner Overdrive didn't they do another Roll Over Beethoven for the movie?
The Beatles did a really good version of it. I remember that.
Okay, well,
Yeah.
Well, anyway, see, we're communicating. We're getting it straight. You know, which way, where it came from, and maybe where it's going. But that's the problem here. We don't know which way this politics is going. We don't know which way the stock market's going. We read about the economy. The economists say, you know, but a lot of them say, well, you know, it can't go up much further because there's nothing, no reason for it to go there. And then it keeps on going up, and we're going, well, why did it do that? And
why did it do that? What's wrong with
what you? What exactly is going on here? And we're saying this is not, we're not communicating right here. Someone's not telling us exactly what's going on, and maybe they don't even know, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a problem. It's a problem when you don't know when something's doing something. And then they go back and they look at all these statistical facts. They say, well, back in 19 so and so, it did this about this time, so maybe it'll do this again, so get ready for this. And you're going, well, where'd that come from? You know, I mean, it's all based on speculation and human emotion, and really when you get down to the fundamentals of things, the fundamentals say we're overvalued right now. The stocks are too high right now. But you know, then there's this other thing. They say, well, stuff is worth what people will pay for it. Well, you know, really, what I think, the reason why the stock market is so high right now, personally, what I really, really believe, well, number one, I think Trump has pumped it up with his enthusiasm and the things that he's done, which were great, the deregulation and all these things and the promise of the future. But I really think we have a feeding frenzy on low interest rates and a bunch of money that they pumped into the system, and it's artificial. And unless they continue printing the money and pumping the money in there, somewhere down the road, I don't know where, the true fundamentals will come out, and they'll say, look, where's the value? You know, if you put money into something, you expect something to pop out of value that's at least what you put in or more. But if you put money, somebody was talking about some kind of a deal the other day they were putting money into, and it didn't even have any value to it, you know. I mean, it's just like just had occurred, just had got down into the open, and new company. And of course, now Trump and his administration want to release the 401ks and possibly the IRAs, where they could go into new and private companies, private placements and things like that. And that's just unheard of. You know, we just we don't know. And things like the stock, the Feds purchasing stocks.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. Who has ever dreamed that they'd even talk about purchasing stocks to prop the stock market up? I mean, when I hear stuff like that, I want to scratch my head and say, are we living in a real world? Are we living in a true environment that really does the fundamentals or works with the fundamentals of value? And that's the reason why I'm an asset preservationist, because somewhere down the road, something's liable to blow up, you know, and I don't want to be caught in the explosion, so to speak, of devaluation of the market. You know, that's just going to be bad if you're within a 5 to 10 year range of retiring. It just could be catastrophic. I don't care who the president is. I don't care what person is trying to predict the future. The fact is, no one knows the future, and that's the problem. We don't know. So when we don't know, we need to take safe boat. You know, I mean, and that's the story I've been talking about for a long time. So I think I'm going to back off here and let you guys tell the rest of the story in probably a more diplomatic, lighter tone.
I don't know, man. You should really go down to the beach and do these things, man, and have the ocean.
He gets philosophical when he gets down.
Have the ocean behind you and everything, you know. And
it's soothing.
Yeah.
I'm
looking at the ocean. It's not behind me. It's in front of me.
Getting those big glasses is fun.
Yeah. It's like a big wave comes in and brings you money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that can happen.
It's a money wave.
A big wave could be like a big bonus come in and give you money.
There you
know,
you go.
We got some of these gigantic bonuses on some of these annuities could give you lots of money and put you above where the market ever got to, you know, at this point in time.
There's so much crazy stuff going on. It's hard to tell, you know. Like you were saying, everybody thought the market was going to nosedive. And then it kind of, I mean, it does a little, then it comes back up, then it goes up more, then it goes down, then it goes up. You know, what was the term that we used, or you were using for that?
Like unpredictability.
Yeah.
You know, volatility. There's all kinds of words for the market bouncing around, but the problem with it is that, you know, if you're just playing with it, that's okay. You know, if you're just playing down at the casino and, you know what you can lose, then fine. But if you put in there your life savings is in there bouncing around, you know, it kind of makes you nervous, you know? Sort of like having a bunch of nitro in a limousine that you paid all your life savings for, and you got a bunch of nitro and you're trying to get it across the desert in a bumpy road. You know, I mean, something may go, you know? And then you see these Antifa crazy fools trying to do all the stuff they're doing, and you see people trying to have revolutions in the middle of, the United States, like have their own country in Seattle and all these crazy things, people shooting each other, and just plain fools and want to get rid of the police. And the market bouncing around and going up, we just don't know. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. None of it does at this point in time. I just want to get in a bomb shelter and close the lid and make sure that nobody can get my money.
Well, I saw a movie the other night that gave me hope.
What was it?
Judge Dredd.
Aren't they remaking it? They're remaking it. Well, you know, it'll never be as good as the original.
They've remade it. I think Stallone was in one, and then
Judge.
But this, you know, They did make one, then they made another one with Stallone, then they made another one. But the one with Stallone was the best because it was kind of funny.
I always get that one in Demolition Man confused.
That's a good one, too, where they freeze him for like 50 years or something.
And Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes is like, he likes to knit.
It's in the future, and curse words, tickets print up as soon as
you get a ticket for it. What's your name?
Some of us feel like we're in another world already. I mean, like, I was born in 1955, and when I look around, I'm going, I had a dream last night that I was trying to change the television station, and I was turning a knob, and somebody had a button and said, you got to press this button. I'm going, what's that? You remember when you used to have these little television station knobs, you turn them, and sometimes they wouldn't work just right?
You just bend them.
And that's when you had a tube that was loose or something wasn't right. You know?
And Chris Cleghorn joins us now, and I think he sent me this today or one day. You were born in 1900, did you send me that?
I did.
It's like if you're born in 1900, you go. You can you tell it?
What? No, go ahead.
I mean, I don't exactly know it right.
Go ahead.
Do you have it?
Do you mean to read it?
Read it would be cool.
All right, I'll do that.
If you'll talk into that microphone.
Just give me one second.
Okay, you're looking for it. And it made sense.
Talking about, like, the hardships that you would have gone through that forged you into a stronger person?
The thing
person.
Is, it's every hardship that ever happened in that century.
Right. All right, for a small amount of perspective at this moment, imagine you were born in 1900. When you're 14, World War I starts and ends on your 18th birthday. With 22 million people killed. Later in the year, a Spanish flu epidemic hits the planet and runs until you are 20 years old. 50 million people die from it in those 2 years. Yes, 50 million. When you're 29, the Great Depression begins. Unemployment hits 25%. Global GDP drops 27%. That runs until you're 33 years old. The country nearly collapses along with the world economy. When you turn 39, World War II starts. You aren't even over the hill yet. When you're 41, the United States is fully pulled into World War II. Between your 39th and 45th birthday, 75 million people perish in the war, and the Holocaust kills 6 million. At 52, the Korean War starts, and 5 million perish. At 64, the Vietnam War begins, and it doesn't end for many years. 4 million people die in that conflict. Approaching your 62nd birthday, you have the Cuban Missile Crisis, a tipping point in the Cold War. Life on our planet as we know it could have ended. Great leaders prevented that from happening. As you turn 75, the Vietnam War finally ends. Think of everyone on the planet born in 1900. How did you survive all of that? A kid in 1985 didn't think their 85-year-old grandparent understood how hard school was. Yet those grandparents and now great-grandparents survived through everything listed above.
It's like, asteroid coming at us? Ain't nothing.
Yeah, you really should have seen the
war. But, my grandfather was born in 1900, and he lived to see the end of the Vietnam War.
Man.
But, that's kind of wild.
You got to think about all the different things that happened.
That's a lot to think of. We think we got it bad with coronavirus and all these other things. And when you look back at history, this is just history repeating itself.
Can you imagine being 29 years old and then the stock market crashing in 1929?
And I've heard people tell me it can't happen, that it can't happen. Mm-hmm. Never will happen. And I think, man, don't say that. You're going to jinx us all. Anything can happen. Look, who would have ever dreamed that we would be having the trouble right now that we're having in the United States? Who would have ever dreamed that the moderates would go to the left?
Yeah.
I mean, this is crazy. We're living in a crazy, crazy time.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey.
And would you live in any crazy times? You got to get protected,
That's right. You need to call David Ernest, 279-7431. He's like a protector. He's like
asset preservation.
Yeah, the equalizer. Remember that? He's out there, Slapping people around, making sure they don't mess with your money. Yeah, put the.
Yeah, we're going to have to get that judge gun you showed me the other day.
What, you like that?
The little 410.
I like that, but I don't like it. The three cylinders going to stop the man. Oh, we need all five.
I took that out. You've heard of, you know, the judge?
Yeah.
My cousin sold my dad a circuit judge, and it's a revolver rifle.
That sounds
fun. There's no cocking thing on there. It'll just shoot till you run out of
double action.
I wonder if Antiva would be afraid of that.
Oh, I'm sure that yeah. I wouldn't even have to shoot it for them to be afraid.
I believe Trump had it right when he said, "Hey, I just send them in, man. That'll clean them out."
Yeah. I think you should. Hey, man, our phones are lit up, man.
Can you park me? Do I need to call back?
You want
to
hang on? You want to call us back in a little while?
I'll just call back a little bit. You guys take it run. Y'all doing a good job.
Thanks, man. We appreciate it. You have a good time and holler back at us.
Will do.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
David Ernest, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone at the beach I'm talking about. Now, I'm not looking here. This is...
Terry.
Terry, not Terry. Terry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey, Terry.
Well, I was calling in for Greg. Is he gone?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Greg left at 6.
Greg has left.
I'll talk to him tomorrow.
All right, sir.
But I'll talk to you on the radio right now if you want to.
Yeah.
I have to shut my radio off or my MP3 player when I'm talking. But I've been listening to you guys for about 2 months now.
Yes,
I love the radio station.
Well,
I'm listening from Crossville, Tennessee.
Nice. Ooh, all right.
Yeah, and there's an app. You guys got an app for the radio station, but it cuts out sometimes.
Yes, sir.
And I found an app called it's Radio Now, something like that.
Right.
And the app never cuts out on there, but I love you guys tremendously.
Well, thanks.
And,
thanks for listening. Thank you.
And I'm a supporter of everything. I was telling Greg the other day I'm doing a support the police drive here in Crossville, Tennessee. It'll be going on in August, and I think that should go on everywhere.
Were you the one that was on Greg's show the other day that was talking about you're doing a rally to fund the police?
Yes.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Yes, I am.
That is awesome.
Well, and I told the name of my website and stuff, and it kind of sounded like I was doing a plug, but it wasn't really a plug. I just wanted to know I'm legitimate.
Right.
And I'm Terry Rogers of Terry Rogers Guitars.
Right. Oh,
and,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you
Terry Rogers Guitars.com.
Yeah, you're friends with the lead singer of Styx, right?
Styx.
Yeah, well, I'm friends with a lot of stars and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I spent time in Nashville. That's great. Yeah, I'm a guitarist too. That's cool.
Yeah, he actually makes guitars.
Yeah. I was going to ask you.
Yeah, I design and build them.
Yeah.
And you can look me up, Terry Rogers Guitars.com. And I'm not trying to make a post here or whatever, but anyway. I called to talk to him a minute, and I'll talk to him tomorrow, I guess. I was just a little late. I've been doing some things here, and I got on late, and I thought he might be sticking around a minute. And I've got some good things that are going down here, and it's not a protest. It's a rally and things like that, and we're going to do some good things for the police.
Well, what's your website? What's your website again?
My company?
Yeah, anything that anybody wanted to participate in your...
Well, we will know the date after July the 14th. It all has to go through the administration
right.
here. But my guitar website is terryrogersguitars.com.
Okay.
And people can find me on Facebook at Terry Rogers Guitars. And I watch you guys now every day or listen to you guys. And what I'm really excited about is Greg this morning, he was talking about doing a live stream. That must happen. You guys got to get a live stream going.
That's a good idea.
Yes, man, it is. You guys, we're going to make you guys popular. I'm going to post your stuff, and it does need to be live streamed. It'll only take a few cameras, and you guys can pull it off. I know that.
Well, I'm really good looking.
Everybody loves you guys.
Yeah. The cameras keep breaking every time we've set it up so many times.
We're all so pretty, we need to be on TV or something. Yeah.
Well, just do it in black and white.
There you go. They'll think it's the late movie then.
All right,
you
man.
Had to put sunglasses on.
We appreciate you calling, man, and call us back anytime.
Thanks, Terry.
I'll talk to you later. Yeah.
Thanks a lot. All
in
right,
stereo.
I'm away from
yeah, in stereo.
What's that? We're going to be on like Chiller Theater.
Yeah. I'm going to check right. out his guitar
and
website.
This
That's
is
cool.
William. It's not William B. It's William.
What's going on, Russ?
It is. It's William B. What's happening, man?
I don't know. I hadn't had a chance to check in. Just wondering, how did the car show go? I've been kind of out of pocket.
Man, you missed out, man. It was
fun.
It was hot. It was hot. But we had a lot of pretty-looking cars. Matter of fact, I'm working on the TV show now, and a lot of it will be still pictures in there of everything we had, but there were some nice ones.
What was your favorite car, Rusty?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, the one that won, the Corvette.
The Vette one,
all
yeah.
of them looked real good, but did you really get a good look at that Volkswagen?
I did. I liked the 73 Mustang with that
really?
351
yep.
Cleveland.
Yep.
Yeah, it was pretty original.
Did that happen to be a black 61 Vette?
The one that won. It was it had an LS3 in it.
You,
I think
you know who it was.
Yeah, I know that car.
Mike Honeycutt.
It's nice.
Yeah,
it's a nice car.
That's
plus.
Oh man, that car is nice.
I told somebody. I think it was David that a state trooper pulled in with his lights on and told him to slow that car down. looked like he did about 70 while it was sitting there. And then me and Mike had this real good discussion about the possibility or the probability of me wedging my big old Neanderthal butt in that car. That he said you might get in it with the top off of it. With the top off of it, it ain't gonna happen.
I just wonder if he's ever got it out of third gear.
I don't know.
You're probably doing 115 in third gear. You don't need fourth, fifth.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I'm saying. He didn't need to go that fast.
I've been kind of out of pocket. Trish messed her foot up Saturday.
Oh, no.
And,
now, she had already had some problems, hadn't she?
She messed that up. She been out of work yesterday and today. Maybe she's going to try to go back tomorrow.
Bless her heart.
Just one of them things. When I asked her if she'd roll a joint for me, I didn't mean her ankle. Did he just say that?
I know, man. I should have hit that dump button, man. All right, man.
She kind of twisted her foot up, and she's been hopping around. I got to get home and check on her. But I just wondered how the car show went. I'm glad it went good. But I've been wrapped up with her since Saturday. So.
I understand. Tell her to get to feeling better.
All right, man. See you.
We'll talk to you a little bit later on.
Thanks for calling.
And we're running a little late. I am going to take a little commercial break just so we can catch our breath and see what's going on. And, it's been a busy show. David down at the beach. We're here trying to figure out Zoom. Look at my eye. Did I have another stroke? I don't know.
No.
We'll be right back. You know, that's the noise you make when you have a stroke. We'll be right back with more health and wealth on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You know, I talk with David Ernest all the time, and I ask him questions like, David, what's going to happen with the economy?
Look, who knows what's going to happen? That's the problem. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. So why do you want to lose your dough if you don't know?
And what about the stock market? How safe is that for investing?
If you're young, fine. Keep on using that stock market in an aggressive way. But if you're getting close to retirement, maybe you need to take a look at what we do.
And it's easy to take a look at what we do. Just call David Ernest at 279-7431.
When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
279-7431.
What about them gigantic bonuses that we add up front? Or the insurance companies do. When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
Call David Ernest today. 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show, 93.1 FM. That would be WACV. You know, they've got 13 live hours of local talk radio every stinking day of the week. Well, you know, Monday through Friday, you know. Sorry.
Well, we're part of that 13 hours right there.
We're the 13th hour.
We're the 13th.
We're the lucky number 13, yeah. But I don't mind, you know, bringing up the rear,
it's fine,
as they say.
Man.
But let's see here. We've been talking to David. He's at the beach.
Yep.
And let's see now.
We've been talking about all kinds of stuff.
Your grandmom stayed home.
Yeah, she stayed home.
Y'all are like probably sitting up late watching Netflix and
who knows,
doing crazy stuff.
She's probably just having the time of her life.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, we were talking about Earnest Financial earlier.
Yeah.
You know, give us a call, 279-7431.
And Leah. Princess Leah will be back with us tomorrow night, I think. You guys coming tomorrow night?
Yes.
Okay. And I kind of heard from Terry Adams. Terry said he felt bad. He was sick.
He's still sick.
So, yeah, he never sent by. I asked him if he went to the doctor. He said no. So,
well, hope he gets to feeling better.
I do, too. And you're coming back?
Yeah, I'm going to be here all week.
Oh, great. Then we'll have...
Well, I think he did go to the doctor. I think he went to the Primed, and they gave him some little stuff to get over it. But it's nothing serious, uh-huh. Just, you know.
Not the COVID.
Not the COVID, right?
Hadn't been tested or anything yet, anyway.
I don't believe he had... I don't think he had COVID. I think this was just kind of like a... Uh-huh. Like a summer cold type thing.
Yeah.
I wonder what they'll come up with next.
I don't know.
I mean, you know.
I don't know. Something to instill fear in everybody.
Athlete's foot or something. Yeah. Big athlete's foot epidemic or, you know.
Does that mean you run faster or?
Well, you know, I look at my feet. They're not. No athlete would have these feet. You know, they're flat.
Yeah.
And, you know, and maybe the guy that throws the guy that spins around the hammer throw, that guy, maybe he would have athletes keep him from falling.
I was reading the news earlier, and I've been staying away. I've been working, you know, we've been working at Earnest Financial. I've been working on our truck, trying to get it ready for the day.
So you haven't stayed up with the news.
My mental health got better, probably, I could say. But I remember reading the news today, 100 degrees Fahrenheit in the Arctic Circle. And then the next one I swept over to said, a plague. In East Africa, there's locusts coming to eat all the crops. I'm like, my gosh,
and
man.
Got,
I mean,
like,
it's like biblical proportion.
From Africa,
the media is just going crazy with it. I know.
What are we going to be scared of now?
I don't know. Well, I'll tell you, Randall's on the phone.
Oh,
so,
there we go.
He'll tell us.
That'll probably strike fear in your heart. Let's see what Randall's up to over in Randallville. Randall, are you there, buddy?
Yes, sir.
What's going on?
Well, man, just in case we get all wound up, and the reason I was calling, I ain't trying to give you the show, you time up, but man, my dad turned 65 today. I just want
to. Happy birthday to Randall's dad.
He turned how old?
55?
65 today.
65?
65.
All right. What, y'all doing anything special?
I'm whipping up his favorite sloppy joes, and then I'm cooking mama hamburger steak. Cook my daughter a hamburger, and everybody got their own way. That's what we're trying to do. We got to please everybody for a couple of years. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. We got to get back on track.
You're a short order cook, ain't you?
Does Randall know the address to the radio station?
I don't know. He can bring us some hamburgers. He probably got a bell picking it.
You got to go for the sloppy joe. It's a special sauce, man. It's mustard seeds I grow out in the garden that I do myself with my crush. You got to get the sloppy joe. That's why my dad wants them. It's a homegrown thing, a little sauce on me. So,
Randall, you over there in the kitchen talking about, pick it up.
I just want to say, man, my daddy it put me in position to be around a lot of different people my whole life. Put me out there in construction and dirt work, and I got to see a lot of things from a lot of different angles. And just like the dust storm, you can look at it from Rich Thomas's angle, which is we have these all the time, it's no big deal.
Right.
Or you can look at it from CNN's angle, which it means, man, yes, everybody get covered because it's about, world. You know, the end of the world.
I was in one of them things one time.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's spooky. It's like, it's just, it's windy and it's mud.
Y'all don't even want to know my sandstorm
You've
story.
Been out there where they invented them.
Yeah, well, we had to walk, like, from our barracks to another, you know, like, a quarter of a mile down the road to take a shower.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, I was like, well, I could take a shower, get back, you know, no problem. I come out, I'm still kind of, you know, moist, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Walk through this sandstorm. By the time I got back, I looked like a powdered donut.
Oh man! Oh. So, last time you saw a dust storm like that, you were being chased by a mummy. That's how bad it is.
That's what they say about it. But I thank you for your service. And you probably know better than Terry Adams on Thursday that them opium fields were well guarded by our money over there, wasn't it, bro?
Yes, they were.
Hey, Randall.
Right, man. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Thanks, man. And happy birthday to your dad.
Yes, sir.
All right.
See y'all, man.
All right. That wasn't so bad. Now, who did you say we had on the phone?
We've got Will Dismukes on the
phone. Dismukes. Yes. Now, Will is facing a little controversy right now.
Right.
And I understand he's going to be on...
Which I think is absolutely blown out of proportion.
He's going to be on Joey's show when?
Thursday morning at 9 a.m.
Okay, but he's just out of the blue, give us a call. So let's talk to him on the phone. Hey, Will, you there, buddy?
I'm right here. How are y'all doing tonight?
Doing all right, sir. How are you? Now, we're not out of time, but we're kind of short on time. But just kind of in a nutshell, let me know what the deal is here. What are they saying? What you had a picture made in front of a Confederate memorial?
Yeah. So year before last, my family and I were at Confederate Memorial Park for Confederate Flag Day.
That's where we have our family reunion every year.
Right.
No joke.
Yeah, a lot of people
do. It's a beautiful
place. They've got some awesome pavilions there. And so we just took a picture in front of it. And a couple years ago, you know, I just did a post, and nobody really ever said anything other than, hey, great picture. And Mr. Perry got upset that I made fun of the most ridiculous fundraising flyer that I've ever seen from any political group ever.
Okay, you got to fill me in on that now. What was it?
So he sent out an email, fundraiser email, or uh-huh. the Alabama Democratic Party did, and they had a picture from Stone Mountain, Georgia, as the picture to raise money in Alabama. And so, you know, then they went on to talk about me a little bit in there. It was nothing scathing. It was just, you know, that I'm not wanting to move the state forward. So I posted about it, and I said, ha-ha, the Alabama Democratic Party's using a picture from Georgia to raise money in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'd have done the same thing in the Republican Party if we did that.
Right.
Yeah. And I said, I'm also honored that they would use me to fundraise, .. We can move the state forward without erasing the past.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, less than 2 hours later, you know, there's this whole thing calling on me to resign, which, you know, is ridiculous and definitely not going to. And then it's just been this land blast from Perry this whole time, you know, and I think he's the one really that should resign. So.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, if everybody would just stop nitpicking about something as minuscule as you being in front of a Confederate memorial and get on with the state of the business of the state.
I'm telling you.
And you know, keeping food on people's tables and keeping people from catching the COVID and everything, I think we'd all be a lot better off.
Right.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I 100% agree. You know, all I was doing was responded when Minority Leader Daniels said that we needed to defund the state park. You know, I just was on CBS and WSFA, you know, last week just explaining why we didn't need to do that and that wasn't a good idea. You know, we've got monuments that are getting pulled down by cities across the state, and, you know, they're saying, mm-hmm. hey, we're willing to pay the fine. Well, why don't we ensure that it gets to the park where it can be viewed for generations to come, not just go to a warehouse and collect the dust.
Right.
And, yeah, well, I'll tell you what.
That's a compromise.
Here's the problem that I've got. I mean, on whose agenda, what history is bad and what history is good? I mean, history is history.
History is history.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And if you don't know history, you're going to do stupid things in your future.
Yeah,
and that's how it's how you make your future better. Mm-hmm. You gauge it based off of it.
And I have been to that park I mean, we've had our family reunion up there. I mean, this has a beautiful little place
beautiful.
Out there. You,
yeah.
you give them a little cash just for a donation.
You know, my history teacher used to be over that park when I was in high school.
And it's got the memorial and stuff up right. on the hill. You don't even have to go up there.
Right.
But I have never been up there and left there and took a left turn thinking I need to go help defend Richmond.
Right.
You know, it's just a pretty right. little place. Anybody can go up there. It's open from dusk to dawn. I think 6 days, 7 days a week.
Yep.
And it's got trails you can go through and picnic areas and all that kind of stuff.
It's got the barracks for the Living History Days. I mean, you know, where they do reenactments and they actually go and stay there for a couple of days. And students come from schools all around and they get to see, you know, what it was like before cell phones and all that kind of thing. You know, when people actually had to, like, build a fire to cook.
Mm. Do you think that I know I'm kind of spoiled because, like I said, my computer was in the shop for a day or two, and I'm like, oh, what do I do? I'll have to talk to people. But, you know, do you think the younger people are just so spoiled by all the things they have as far as the media and the computers and the cell phones and the iPads and all that? I mean, if you got out into nature, would you be looking at it or would you be tapping on your phone?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
right.
they would be up the creek mm-hmm. without a paddle begging for the skills.
And Lord forbid that you actually learn something.
Right. You might know, learn something about yourself.
Some history pop you upside the head and you learn something. I mean, that's, you know, that goes for everybody, you know?
Well, that's where we've come at a point where the generations my age and younger,
mm-hmm.
you know, all they were taught in school and on TV programs and all that kind of thing was, you know, a Confederate flag's bad, it's racist, and anybody who is around it is racist, and anybody who is not ashamed of the past or the heritage that their family's part of is racist. And so all of a sudden, you know, all this is, it's like people are like, you're racist and everything, and that's not me at all.
But I have
nothing to apologize about, and I'm not going to apologize.
I'm tired.
As a matter of fact, I'm tired of people apologizing who haven't done anything wrong, but just speak their mind, and it's true.
Exactly. And I saw a thing the other day. It says, it had a thing. It said 1950. It said, in 70 years, I bet we'll have flying cars.
Sorry,
and then it has 2020. It said, this syrup is racist. and you know, we've been talking about that. And, you know, Aunt Jemima was a real lady.
Oh, yeah.
She was a real person.
Yeah.
And her family.
I
don't know if they were still receiving royalties or whatever, but, you know. That is their heritage.
I read that they were upset that it got removed.
Exactly. You know, they sit down with their kids. You know, your great-great-grandmama was a slave, and she got out of that, and she got to famous and made a lot of money, and here we are.
Right.
You know, but they're stomping that. They're rubbing that in their face, and that's their heritage, that family. I just don't understand.
It's just ignorance. I mean, in my opinion, that's what we're looking at all across the country. I mean, and it, you know, I know y'all are short on time, but, and I'll kind of leave it at this, but it's so much bigger than a monument.
Right.
It's so much bigger than a memorial. Mm-hmm. They're not going to stop. This is just another part of an agenda that's far bigger, and it's growing stronger and stronger, mm-hmm. and we have got to stand up and put a stop to it.
And
I mean, we've got to.
And it's not the people out in the streets burning stuff. It's not the people on TV running their mouths. There's somebody in the background pulling the strings.
Yeah. Well, you know all the statues that they've taken down. You know, there's still a statue of Lenin standing tall.
I know.
In Seattle right now.
Not John Lennon.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, so Will, what can we do to help support you going through all this?
You know, just. Really kind of like y'all are doing right now, you know, just talking, you know, not necessarily about me, but just talking about what is at hand in our country and mm-hmm. what's going on with all of this, you know, and just spreading the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the biggest thing to help, you know. It's disappointing that they would bring my family into it.
Right.
And, you know, that they would say untrue things, but it is what it is. Like when you run for politics, if you're willing not to be part of the swamp and you want to stand up and be a voice of reason and truth, like, you have to know that you're going to be attacked. So,
well, I'll tell you,
it's part of it, but y'all's prayers would be appreciated.
I want everybody. I don't care what church you go to, what creed or race. I want everybody to be proud of their heritage,
right,
and stand up for it.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know, that, well, that, that
you
that's
know,
part
thing,
of it.
Like Will was saying, and I can identify being younger, kids are raised to hate their country.
Yeah.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
And despise the government and all this. And so, you know, luckily, I was lucky enough to have a grandfather, two grandfathers that fought in, well, one that fought in World War that was alive that I talked to, the other fought in the Korean War. But, you know, I just was told a lot about the way of life back then. Life was hard, man, you know.
And
you,
people,
and you didn't have, everybody has Facebook, you got social media, you have, you can air your opinion, and everybody gets offended and takes it personally. I mean, it's... It's crazy.
And everybody back then did this stupid, crazy thing. Well, what? Oh, yeah, they worked. They worked hard to get what they wanted. They went out and worked.
There weren't government handouts.
Yeah. No, the government looked at you. Get off your butt. Get out there. But, hey, Will, we wish you the best, man. And, you know, good luck. You're going to be on Joey's show. You'll get a lot more exposure there because you'll be on longer. But, you know.
I'll call in more often with you.
Will you give us a call? Just let us know what's going on. Where's your district?
District 88,
and that
is parts of Autauga and Elmore County.
All right,
basically travel Millbrook.
I think we do too. Yeah. We cover parts of Autauga and Elmore County.
Yes, we do.
Thanks a lot, Will. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Will.
Have
you take care.
Thank you, sir. All right. Well, I tell you what, this has been a interesting show.
Yes, it has.
To say the least.
I was over here pushing buttons. Nothing was working.
We need a flowchart.
I need a drink. But, hey, thank you guys for showing up. Matthew,
yes,
always.
Yeah,
thank
man.
Thank you for being
thank
here.
You.
Always get glad to have you. Hey,
good to see you.
I don't know if we can talk about this. I met your girlfriend the other day.
What? Yeah.
What?
She sells houses.
She does, too.
She does.
I don't even want a house, but I'd buy one for her. Yeah.
Go get pre-qualified.
Sell me a house. This is getting serious, man. Is it getting like, you know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
She's great. She's great. You know, and one of her friends, Janet, came down to the car show.
Uh-huh.
She had that pink truck.
Oh,
I think she
man.
Won second place.
Yeah. That was cool. Now, that pink truck.
It was cool.
That thing in the back, the keg, was that her?
That was a gas tank. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I was trying to remember how many gallons were in a keg.
She was telling me, I think she's, doesn't she sell houses or insurance?
Yeah, no, she sells houses. She's with Exit Realty.
Realty?
Yeah, Preferred and Prattville.
That's really good realtor.
Very nice lady.
Very good realtors. Mm-hmm. Give her a call. Hit her up on Facebook, Melissa.
Working on putting the TV show together. So that'll be hopefully by next week. You're not going to believe what I'm doing this weekend. I got enough time to tell you. This started as a joke. My nephew's going to get married, and I got to hurry up and tell this. My nephew's going to get married, and they couldn't get married because of the COVID.
Oh,
nobody could get here from where.
I know this story.
And so I told him. I said, "All right, talk to your girlfriend, and I'll get ordained online, and I'll marry you." And I'm thinking,
picked a name.
Yeah, I'll never hear the end of that. I'm thinking. So, long story short, I got ordained. I got to go to Georgia and marry them this weekend,
Reverend Aldridge.
That's where I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to go on a crusade or anything.
Oh,
but I am going to Georgia.
Yeah.
Sherman went to Georgia, you know, but that's another Civil War thing. Thanks, everybody, for showing up tonight. Thanks to everybody who called in. Thanks to Randall. Happy birthday to his dad. David down there at the beach enjoying himself.
Be careful, Dave.
I'll see you three guys tomorrow.